USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Cuba's capital city stepped up patrols a day after large protests against the country's ruling communist government. Marches were held in Havana and cities across the island as the country deals with its worst economic crisis in years amid the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden said Monday that the U.S. stands with the Cuban people and their calls for freedom.
The United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights, and we call on the government of Cuba to refrain from violence or attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
And at least 40 people are dead and more than 60 injured in a hospital fire in the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah. Police say they believe an oxygen tank explosion in the hospital's COVID-19 ward is the likely cause of the blaze. A similar fire occurred in April in a Baghdad coronavirus hospital, which killed more than 80 people. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Florida wildlife officials are scrambling to deal with an abnormal number of manatee deaths. Lance Pry explains.
Officials in Florida are reporting more manatees have died already this year than in any other year in Florida's recorded history, primarily from starvation due to loss of seagrass beds. 841 manatee deaths were recorded between January 1st and July 2nd because of an outbreak of toxic red tide. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And New York Mets slugger Pete Alonso defended his crown at Monday's home run derby in Denver, defeating the Orioles' Trey Mancini in the final round. Major League home runs leader Shohei Ohtani of the Angels was knocked out in the first round in a duel with Juan Soto of the Nationals that featured the pair launching a combined 61 home runs. Both players also hit balls that traveled more than 500 feet. Ohtani will not only be the AL's starting pitcher in Tuesday's All-Star game, but will also hit in the leadoff position. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
At least 50 Democratic members of the Texas House of Representatives left the state on Monday to stop a vote on an elections reform bill from taking place. Without them, the House cannot meet its required two-thirds quorum for a vote. In response, Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan said that every available resource would be used to secure a quorum, which could include arrest. Under Texas law, legislators can be legally compelled to appear for a vote. Republican Representative Travis Clardy says he's disappointed in his colleague's flight from the state. He tells ABC News that if Democratic lawmakers took the time to read the bill instead of following a national narrative, they wouldn't have the same objections.
I'm really disappointed in my colleagues in the Democratic caucus. They really chose to be driven by the national narrative, which I think is mythologized and really misinterpreted what we've done in Texas. And we were there 24 hours this weekend hearing the bill that Andy Murr, one of my colleagues, brought forward. I worked hard on this bill during the regular session. It died at the end when the Democrats left the first time. And again, I think that what they thought the bill said was not what the bill said. There were a couple of issues that were addressed. I think there were mistakes in that original bill, but we acknowledged that and we said we're going to fix it. And I'm very proud of the work we did to fix it. So, when you look at the bill as drafted, as filed, as laid out this Saturday and passed out of the committee, it is a very good, strong election ethics integrity bill. I'm proud of the work we've done, and I think if they stayed there and taken the time to read the bill, they would have known that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.